why growth in the world's second biggest economy has slowed down. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. China's economy grew 4.9% year-over-year in the third quarter. Now, that is a pretty decent clip for a lot of other countries, but not for China, which is used to much faster growth. It grew 8% a year the previous quarter. So this means China's recovery from the pandemic is slowing down, something it has in common with the U.S. economy. Now, some of the reasons are similar, slowing stimulus, for example, but others are unique. The BBC's Mariko Oi has more.
China's economy had staged an impressive recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's now facing a number of issues, including the energy crisis, soaring raw material costs, and a property slump. After posting an 18.3% growth in the first quarter of this year, the world's second biggest economy only grew by just under 5% in the 3 months to September. While the slowdown was expected, investors have been particularly worried about the country's highly indebted property developers. Evergrande, which has $300 billion worth of debt, has missed a number of interest payments on some of its bonds.
That's Mariko Oi with her editorial partner, the BBC. Despite the slowdown, China's unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 3 years, and retail sales jumped after the country was able to get the Delta variant under control. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also down in the 3 to 5 tenths percent range, with the Dow future down 94 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.619%. Health insurance plans in Colorado will be required to cover gender confirmation care for transgender people starting in 2023. State officials announced that last week, and the federal government has approved the change, calling it a landmark step in addressing healthcare disparities. As Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports, the change could spur other states to follow.
Colorado's policy change means that many private healthcare plans will be required to cover hormone therapy, gender confirmation surgery, and facial surgery for transgender patients. Procedures that Rodrigo Hang-Lentinen with the National Center for Transgender Equality says
are actually recognized as primary care. This is essential healthcare, and it deserves to be covered.
Colorado is the first state to mandate this level of care, says Lindsay Dawson with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
But other states could certainly follow suit.
For trans folks in Colorado, it now means they don't have to pay out of pocket for care that can cost tens of thousands of dollars. Marvin Allen in Denver remembers that stress. Before getting surgery years ago, Allen spent a lot of time evaluating their finances.
And try to figure out, how the heck am I going to pay for this?
And Allen says, once people get the care they need, they can move on with their lives and focus on other things. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Not all that long ago, smoked brisket was cheap. It was what everyday working class Americans might casually eat for lunch. But over the past decade, raw brisket has become the third most expensive cut of beef per pound, right behind prime rib and beef loin. There are fancy brisket joints everywhere between L.A. and Brooklyn, and barbecue chefs have won James Beard Awards for it. From Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler tells us how exactly this happened.
Back when 86-year-old pitmaster Tootsie Tominent started making barbecue in the 1960s, nobody even talked about brisket.
The toughest damn piece you could get a hold of. It went into hamburger, or mostly hamburger.
She says something changed in the early 1970s when big meat packers made it easier to buy individual cuts of beef, boxed instead of a whole carcass.
Once that happened, you could just order the cuts you wanted.
That's Rob Walsh. He's been writing about barbecue for about 30 years. He says with boxed meat, LBJ's barbecue man, Walter Jaton, started offering different advice to folks who asked him how to do barbecue right.
Just get a box of briskets, because briskets has a big fat cap on it. He called it the self-basting cut.
But it still wasn't all that popular of a cut. Daniel Vaughn, Texas Monthly's barbecue editor, yes, they have a barbecue editor, says that started to change about 12 years ago when Aaron Franklin started selling brisket in Austin.
I think because of the popularity of Franklin Barbecue and how popular sexy photos of moist brisket have become since then, it's pretty desirable to go get that perfect slice of brisket.
These days, Franklin charges $34 a pound for the brisket that helped him win a James Beard Award. He says he's still probably not charging what he should.
If we did normal margins, normal food costs for brisket, we would probably have to charge probably somewhere in the range of like $80 a pound.
Franklin says that would drive even his customers away, but that $34 a pound that he's charging would certainly drive away the customers of Echo in Texas and Cameron.
They would laugh at me.
Pitmaster Jamie Galvan doesn't have much name recognition, and he's not near a tourist destination.
I'm kind of out in the middle, I guess you can say, nowhere. So my clientele is strictly local people.
The median household income in Cameron is a little more than $38,000. Galvan charges what he can.
I mean, I started out selling at $16 a pound, and people would walk up to the window and ask how much the brisket was, and they would leave. They wouldn't even buy it.
Pitmasters are feeling pinched by rising beef prices, some paying two or three times what they were just a few years ago. Meanwhile, ranchers say the price that they're getting for a head of cattle hasn't changed much at all. Both sides say it's the meat processors that are reaping the profits. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
One final note for you. The Netflix show Squid Game, that's where characters play these insane games to win about $40 million. Well, Bloomberg News got a peek at a leaked internal Netflix document, and the show itself is worth an estimated $900 million. It took about $21 million to produce. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.